Bum 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 bum. Okay, yeah, I just wanted to check the music, it's fine. OBS is not BSing, so, excellent. Welcome to Studio G, Rocks Live, May 25th, Wednesday. I have 2 cups of coffee already, so I'm just like, I got my last can of apple cider before I go get some more. It's great. My favorite drink when I was a kid. Except it came in glass instead of cans. Apple soda without chemical colors. Oh. Chemical colors. Chemical. What kind of chemical? What? What? Are you sure about that? I don't know. It's not. It's carbonated water, fructose. No, sugar. Fructose is. I don't know. This cane sugar. Apple flavor, natural apple concentrate juice, caramel, natural apple flavor, and apple juice. So this is actually more, you know, it's more natural than anything else. The company's in Taoyuan, Taiwan. My father used to have a factory there. Toy factory there. Long, long time ago. But that's my favorite drink. I was growing up. We had where we lived across the street. It was our school. Next to it was a bowling alley. The bowling alley, now it's a SoGo shopping center, a Japanese shopping center, which I thought about. I was like, no, it's Taiwanese. Okay, we love Japanese stuff so much. Why don't you guys in Taiwan go meet up with people in Japan? Let's make babies. Keep Japan going. Crazy stuff. People make claims like, I don't want to, but you love the food. Yeah, but you don't like the people? What's up with that? But then, you know, I went to Japan and met with the people. It's, they felt the same as like why I went to Germany and met German girls. It just, they're not really, I don't know where it is. A lot of people say they're cold. So no, I think they're just very logical. They'd be come of that. Their lives is like logical. So you gotta see past all that stuff. They're not willing to share a lot of things with you. It takes time. They're not as, you know, like my, say, Italian friends, families, South American families, the difference, just always happy, like, hey. Same thing with the Hawaiians, they're like so happy. They're like, you have family ready. Before you even showed up, you're like, you're family. All right. So strange, I mean. So, what else is new? I don't know. Finally getting the parts for the light, the proper lights. The one I got is the multicolor rainbow. He just recycles. Like, he got 25 of those. I don't even know where to put them now. But the amazing part is, so I thought it's 1 millimeter or smaller LED that has rotating RGB lights to create all that stuff. Where's the circuit that's telling them? So here, do the red, then green, the blue, then red and green, then green and blue, then red and blue, then flash like crazy. Where's usually the old days? We make a big circuit board. Like you're learning how to do electronics. You had this huge chip that tells, hey, you gotta do this. But now I'm looking at this little one, like, where's the chip? Then you just realize, oh my God. They can put anything in those LEDs and they're all over the place, including our phones, screens, everywhere. Do they have a camera built in on each one of the LEDs? Like a receptor? Like one pixel. That's what you need, 1 pixel receiver. With the CCD. Are they watching us? Who's watching us? Oh my God. Of course, then you go crazy. Really, like, oh, who cares? I'm sure there are cameras everywhere. I'm sure a camera outside our house on the light post they put up. It's like, yeah. Yeah, man, yeah, we're watching, why, don't care, yeah, I don't care about that, you know why, because there's an airplane that can crisscross, shoot, right through walls, and they can see stuff through walls, they can hear you through walls, they can even hear it through those privacy walls, where they inject some kind of frequency. Would they play music? Like I'm playing it, muted. And they could go through that. Even though, like, what the security agencies in Washington or whatever, they have those, the windows, they have those sound, one of them has Cree sound, and there's one that mutes itself, so you want to listen in, you can't. I don't know if they're still using that system, or are they block it out. They gotta do something, because now there's way you can laser in. You can figure out how to use a laser and plug it into a speaker. You can listen to someone. You just point the laser at a light source. Light beam. A light bulb. Light beam on the light bulb to get sound. It's sick. Right? everybody's like, oh my god. So you'd be listening to it anyway. I mean, my phone's right in front of me. I'm sure I'm doing the podcast, somebody's listening. Felicia and Joe is listening, but the phone probably listening. So I got iPhone. That's not an everyday thing, but I got it for something other purpose. I'm sure the microphone's on. I don't have a mobile chip in there. It's just at home thing to do like authentication stuff. Then I got my regular phone. Yeah, so it just, you see it? It's like, eh. Who knows? You're gonna keep worrying about that. Well, maybe you should just stop doing. Oh, who cares? Really? I had people sometimes I played this multiplayer game. Even got one guy's following me all the time. Even got his voice. And then I recorded the voice. Then I had it sampled. Then I found out a lot of things. It's like, you know, this is so what? Who cares? Because that's going to stop you from moving. Like, geez, man. Relax. Just go. Who cares? Go do things. You know, of course, be on the lookout for some stranger. Holding out their phone. Kind of strange way, pointing at you. Like, you gotta be like, hey, you're taking pictures. So, if they say no, yes, they are. Did you say, you better run, damn it? No, don't say that. Who cares? They're gonna post, like, oh, see this person, and like, so many likes they got. That's very condescending, really. You want to look like that? Go ahead. Point out shortcomings on others with their iPhone and your likes, your social media. Don't let those things rule your life. Right? Just like coffee, right? Coffee. Everybody's, oh, I gotta have coffee. Yeah. But I don't have soda today. So how can you have them? Who cares? How can you have breakfast at night? Do you ever have a dinner time? You have breakfast. Plenty of times I did that. I was like, I feel like breakfast. Well, sometimes I have dinner for breakfast. You know, I'll be like leftover dinner. I'm like, hey, that'd be good with eggs. So what? Let's finish it. Live. That's all it is. Live. Well, actually, I lied about that cup of coffee. I still have like two or three sips on my coffee cup. It's cold. Woke up early. I was having brie and gouda cheese. Is it gouda or gouda? It's a gouda. Somebody told me it's a gouda. That's a gouda. Gouda. Brilliant smoked gouda snack box. And a little bit of crackers. And grapes. No, why grapes? Grapes. Or wine. You know why people have cheese with wine or grapes? It breaks it down very nicely. If I had just cheese alone. Oof. Even nothing. It didn't break down your stomach. Oh boy. Here we go. Walk around there. Oh. Be like, boomer. Oh my god. The boomer is Stink. Stinky Puma. I'm not a boomer, by the way, but it's the kids. What do they know? See, that's a boomer comment. Because when I was a kid, there adults would say that. But now I'm an adult, I'll say the same exact thing. But you know what? Don't let it bother you. Who cares? So what? Let it go. Jeez. There's some people mad about the Google phone, the plastics they have. So what's that? Oh, that's the clear case. I have those for my laptop. Yeah, they yellow well, you know. Who cares? Don't use a case. Don't use a protective case. Why use a protective case? I don't have it on my Sony phone. What's that thing? One of those skin things. Clear skin in the back. That's it. Not in the front. It gets scratched up. So who cares? Live dangerously. Do it. I was looking around for little articles and there's that Ford truck. The old Ford M150 that Ford decided to make it electric. I'm like, what can they, if they produce that? Why is it, hey, I got a body, or I got actual Ford F-150, can you guys just put stuff in there, engine there? They were like, yeah. Does that be chip control? I don't think so. I'm just, part of me just thinking like, yeah, you know, if you make it so it fits the current engine set up, just take the combustion engine out and put the electric in there and you fit it in, because combustion engine is rolling. When it's on, it's rolling. Only when you engage the gears, it goes, right? There's not a lot of electronics that goes on there, especially go with F-150. There's mechanical stuff. What can we make mechanical stuff and do that? And say, forget about the chips, because chips will fry. You know, hey, maybe not such a great idea. In the middle of somewhere was some kind of road condition, like a chip fails, burns out. I'm like, no control whatsoever. What are you going to do? Can you shut it off? Well, yeah, I guess you can unplug, right? The shut off button. But if the shut off button is connected to the chip, what are you going to do? The car will shut off by itself. Imagine driving on a highway. That happens. That happened to me. Well, except it was a timing belt. Belt came off. Snapped. I was pressing the gas. When's the car go away? Middle room, had a park on the side. Good thing it was on the right side. It's on the left, or the pole or the right, and well, just rolling speed. That's dangerous. So, I don't know. So that's what's happening this morning. A carbon fiber 1960 Dodge Charger. Ooh. 1,000 horsepower V8. Wow. Nice. But I saw something. There's a new electric rally cars, but it's so... Sounds like... I heard it. It sounds like... What? What's it making that sound? Oh, they use a speaker. Well, you could put some nails on there. Make it sound cooler. Make it whine. Because it's not impressive. So that was one thing I looked that up. Just, oh, that's nice. Oh, this is nice. And there's a Bentley. Okay, whatever. Hyundai recalls Elantra's potential explosive seatbelts. Why do you get explosive seatbelts? That's what Hyundai Elantra S and Mazda can explode in the front of the cabin. A pretension. Oh. Ooh. Bad. This is the drive. I'm just like, I saw all the stuff already. Except the except the Dodge Charger 68. I love that one. Know why? Because that's why. See, you gotta live. Don't have to explain everything to anybody. Why do you like that? Like, these crazy people, man. Not just this little thing I'm talking about. There's a certain type of people that just keep coming in after people with these stupid questions. The same one. So why? I gotta have a reason why. Otherwise, I cannot live. Like, there's no reason. Leave it. Move on. And there's a lot of people just cannot let it go. It's hard, right? I mean, I have stuff like that, but it took me a while. I know, I'm just like, who cares? No big deal. So, anyway. Now, over the last couple of days, I did the... Well, because I got a new video card. The RTX. I did a, what they call the NVIDIA thing called, I could have done it with the other card too, but called the surround thing. For a little while, I tried it. Okay. I like it. Maybe I should get a surround monitor. But now I'm just got a dilemma now. Like, which one? So there's a curvature ones, ultra wide, ultra knee, ultra back, is back, ultra wide. I'm gonna turn the music down a little bit. It's MJ singing. So, ultra wide, but this one is curved. I'm just like, that would be cool. But then I thought about if I'm doing photos, would it be a problem for me to do photos? But I could keep the current Acer I have. It's a V8 panel, it's not IPS. So, it's okay. It has this weird coloring. Boom. When you look straight ahead as the correct colors. I'm okay with that. It's not a big deal. So maybe get a curved. But then I look at the QHD. The flat ones. Like, flat ones. Should I get a flat one instead? Zero curves. Yeah, because I can't. I don't know. Now I'm just. What to do? What to do? So, and now I'm just, crap, man. It's like all of them, like, curved, except like one or two, it's flat. So I should get a flat one. If I get a flat IPS, it would be nice for photos. I'm like, I've done a measure my desk, see how big it is. It will fit. It's like, yeah, it will fit. I have the one monitor is on the arm. What are those extensions you can get? With the FESA, they call the FESA, FESA arms, so you can move around. Like, hey, maybe I should get curved. I don't know about flat. Flat is like a little too much. I have to move my chair around. So there is a 34-inch IPS display coming on my desk soon. Maybe. I don't know. The prices, I'm getting the cheapest one, so I'm not going to spend that much. It's like, no, man, you gotta get one of those, like, 400 hertz one. Like, no, 200 hertz, just a 500 hertz one. It's like, no, I don't need that. Like, no, 100 hertz. And this thing actually goes up to 144 because I got NVIDIA. Graphics card. Well, I could get the next one up. It's 180 hertz. Like $200 more. I don't know. Well, the one monitor I'm keeping is the Acer. So I'm getting Acer. Another Acer. Just because could get other brands, but why? Say, why not keep it same? That's when people get mad at me for little things like that. So, well, I'm just keeping the family. Oh my god, you don't know what you're doing. Like, yeah. Sure. Shut up. It's my setup. My thing. Not yours. Okay? When it's yours, you can do whatever you want. This is mine. I might have to get a monitor arm on this one too. Because I'm looking at the stand. It's nice. It takes a lot of stays. It takes up a tremendous amount of space. Like, I don't know if I want that. So eventually I get it. Maybe, I don't know, 2 years. A year later, after I said this, I'd be like, yeah, I get it. In the meantime, I'm just gonna use the once in a while use that spam thing just for fun. But I'm okay with it. Two separate monitors. They're okay. They work. So that's one thing I was looking at. I'm not looking at anything else like storageable food or the stuff. So what's going to help me in the future? Like, I don't care about that stuff. Not right now. And I'm looking at other things. Like, I don't need those. Snacks? Now I got places I can go get snacks. I don't need any snacks. I don't need to buy it from who knows who, when, where, how. Holy God, there. Not for Amazon. No. Storage food? Yes, maybe. Okay. Camping food? Yeah, maybe. Because they don't have it here. Can't find any place. Down here. They don't have a store. And the store probably have it. I have to drive 1.5 hours to get there. And they might not have it. So why? And there it is, the convenience of online shopping. You don't have to go anywhere anymore. And eventually you will get to Star Trek and just print this stuff out. I'll send you. It's a good thing, bad thing? I don't know. There was some conversation about that. Like, yeah, it's convenient. People forget how to do things. Yeah, I mean, over time, yeah. Forget how to farm. Forget how to do this, do that. And some of the people just said that. The others, like, humanity is doomed. It's like, no, we can relearn all the stuff. It's not that hard. Planting, it's not that hard. Put some seeds in the dirt. Water it once a while. Well, water it every day until they grow. They can skip a day. Summertime, sprinkle some more water every day. That's it. We put a pumpkin seed, one of those small pumpkins from, I don't know what these ones are grown, but they're darker, they have a darker everything. So I can put some dirt, put in there, know what they're growing, plants, boom, it's growing all over the place. It's great. And I put some sunflower seeds in dirt. I know sunflowers growing. It's like, hey, man. There you go. Put some seeds in it. In dirt. Hey, and watch it grow. That's all you need. Your pests, I don't know. You know, I forgot what they use. But there's certain things you can use naturally, natural stuff, if you want to. So I don't know. Whenever I hear people say humans are doomed, like they're so negative. It's like, I don't think so. I think we're a fancy. Yes, first we gotta get rid of all this craziness stuff. But after that, we're going to have fans. We're going to be like way out there. It's like, I like that. It's going to be Star Trek. Oh, yeah. Hey, let me be your captain. Can I captain that ship over there? I'll do it. Captain's log. 05/25/2022. What's happening? I don't know, and I don't care. There you go. Hey, yeah, I don't care. Didn't care. I don't care. Whatever. You must get an EV to save the world because carbon thing, and it's, we need a green planet. So no, I don't need that. Hey, car company is still making gas engines. Why? How many people drive electric? I mean, there are more people now, but okay, that's nice. It's like how many diesel gas they use to get to that point? We use gas to get to that point. When you say that to someone, they like, show them. If they want facts, show them. They still refuse. Still, we gotta say the planet will heal itself. You don't have to do anything. Yes, we should clean up a lot of things, but we don't need to do. We need to go way out there. And you've been played. If you're really pushing someone to believe in that, where did you get your information from? A, B, why are you pushing onto others? Are you trying to get a like on social media? Are you trying to make yourself belong into a group of people that believe in the same thing? It's like, oh, that is my camp. Are you doing that? That's why you're doing it? Do you really care? Did you really, really care about environment? Or are you just doing it now because it's a trend? It's a fad and everybody want to be in. It's a club that everybody want to be in. Just like when Facebook came out, yeah. Twitter came out, yeah. When Apple phone came out, everybody got I got an iPhone. The iPod came out, I gotta get an iPod. Now they canceled all the iPods. I must be with the in, what the old days they called the in crowd. I must be with the in crowd. Or nothing. Heck yeah, God. I'm gonna stop it. Shut up. Just relax. Do anything you want. Just don't hurt anybody. Don't be a jerk. Don't be a jackass. That is it. Another thing is just, you know, the people who complains and do that and try to get in deep and trying to get in super deep under someone, you know, just want to prove to the world that I'm right. This person is that whatever, you know. Not saying that they shouldn't do it, but you know, when you do stuff like that, maybe you are part of you are like that or something, right? There's no consequence when they do it. In the old days they do, now it's like no consequence. You can hide behind your profile or a profile. You can hide behind that and say, hey, this person that and there are enough people out there that they're so locked in to the system I say, oh yeah, oh really? That person, oh my God, this person, they start, what they call, of course we call it echo chamber, then echo chamber. Then it could be true, it could be fake, it could be false, right? But imagine a false, something false, got echo chamber and it became false truth, and the person got the rear end by the thing. You know, and become depressed because of it, even though the person did not do it. Is that right? The right thing? No, so no consequences for us that social media makes it that way. But I think we're hoping, of course, everybody hopes that when someone is posting from somewhere, that's this person, the real person behind it. That's that person's name, not some fake person, fake things. Half of the time, no, he just hide behind all this stuff, and then he got these bots. Bots just automatically posting things, post or comment on your stuff, and will say, "Hey, come to because I, you can come to my website and to buy the stuff that." Well, whatever. Well, where did that come from? So it's just we're going through that period right now, just figuring this stuff out. But eventually, I think it's going. Whether it's privacy or not, privacy issue with it, but eventually we're gonna go to the point where you're responsible for your own comments and whatever you share with the rest of the world. Ultimately responsible. Ultrally. Is that even a word? Ultrally. You're ultrally responsible for your own word. Your ultra word. Yeah. So I think it's going that way. Hopefully it's not the way they do it in China, which is social credit, so it's tied into your bank account. That's not cool. You just be responsible. Say, hey, chill out. No. There's that many people. You said this and kind of have to take responsibility for it. So there are a lot of people didn't agree. Guess what? We're just temporarily gonna stop you from posting for a couple of days. Let you think about it. Cause, I don't know. To me, that's a free speech thing, right? Could be. Maybe you should just keep it open. Keep those negative comments coming at the person. Maybe you shouldn't say that. Now, the person can choose. It's like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. Or can be like me. But like, so what? Right? If I post something, I know some people get peed on. They get mad. It's like, hey, this is me, all right. You guys, go ahead and comment wherever you want. I'm not gonna listen. This is how I feel, this is how I feel. That's it. Oh, well, I was chatting, talking, that's all. I can't believe I saw this. Wow. Because I had an idea about this. Small kitchens. To build something like that. It's like a tiny little island. So you go on the carts. that has washing bins and stuff. It has a training thing, you can put a tube against the wall or something and just can drain the stuff and fill it with water. You'll have those cooking surfaces. So one piece where everything lives. So it can do anything super quick, right? Get a counter, you can do quick mixing and stuff and go directly into the oven or to the stovetop. When you finish, you can wash it on the other side. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Quick. So, like, wow, this is cool. I like it. Wonder how expensive it is. But I still like traditional, of course. Traditional kitchen thing. But I like the island thing, always. I just think it's easier to clean, maybe. Maybe not, I don't know. Neat. Well, anyway, we got 4 minutes left. So, I'm going to be with these people, I mean, on this tribe, or other tribe, or you're going to be like, we're human tribe, well, I thought all of us are a tribe. Yeah, they're crazy people, good people and really bad people, but I thought we were all in one tribe, or we are on the good side, the good tribe, and the rest of them are the bad ones. And you think about it over the years past, how the whole world just got split up like that, and currently too, just, and they wanted to win. And how many times happened, and how many resets we had. It's unbelievable if you read through the history of it. Before our time, thousands of years. So how many times it did this? Like, geez, just keep repeating. There's a pattern. And it's forgotten. When another leadership came in, another set of leadership came in, completely forgotten. Then they did it again. Then they come back and did it again. In circles. It's like, geez. And holy cow, we could do better than that. So like I said at the beginning, so what, who cares? Yeah, let it go, live. If someone's like, because you're who cares? Who cares? If you don't like it, it's like, don't look. If you don't like the sound of it, don't listen. If you don't like, you know, if you just give you sore eyes, don't look at it. I think I repeated that. Don't hear it and don't, you know. If you come, it's going to be like, you know, you're going to get. You can't get hit with your comments. No, maybe you should talk about this. It's hard. I know a lot of people need to talk it out. Talk it out to your head. Best thing you can do is meditate on. Do the breathing exercise. Or if you cannot get the frustration out, do something physical. Those only two choices. not only two choices, but to me, it was only two choices. If I don't like something, the old days, I'll just play my guitar like crazy. And all the frustration went into the guitar. And that guitar now sits on top of a speaker because I'm like, so much anger in there. Like, I need to make this thing rest before I bring it back alive again. Yeah, it just, that's how he did it. So I wasn't frustrated afterwards. Well, my frustration went down. So somebody come to me and say stuff. So I say, yeah, that's why I got this attitude and say, so what? Like, man, you're seeing enough. You're seeing enough around the world. It just, yeah. That's nice. And that's also when you get old, of course. And when I was young, the boomers of my time say the same thing. Yeah, kid, don't get involved. Just sit back, relax. It's nothing. It's a nothing burger. What they call nothing burger? Because the burger is nothing. Or I don't know. There are certain hamburgers I've eaten that had no flavor at all. You have to put something else on. Maybe that's what they call nothing burger. I wish there was a menu item. I want to go somewhere like Burger King, McDonald's, or something. Yeah. Let me get a nothing burger meal. What the hell is that? Nothing burger. Why, you guys don't have that? Oh, dear people trying to go to drive-thru in front. Like, you guys got a nothing burger meal. What's a nothing burger? It's like, I just walk. It's the burger that I just, after I say I walk out and go buy a sandwich, Italian sandwich. Or something. Or just get the fries. Whee! Okay. Anyway. This is it. I'm now talking about burger. I'm a little hungry. I think I'm gonna go out and get some burger. I don't know where. Somewhere. It's not gonna be Burger King. It's not gonna be McDonald's. It's gonna be good stuff. Or actually make it myself. That's what I'm gonna do. And then I'm gonna end this podcast. So anyway, if you never try apple cidra, if you can't go to Asian market somewhere, you can buy those. Try it. It's apple soda, that's it. It's apple flavored soda. It tastes great. I like it. It's from Taiwan. Okay, so have a wonderful day of Wednesday, May 25th, 2022. Have a beautiful day and chill out with the apple cidra if you can. Now, see you on Friday. Bye.